Lie on your back, please. If you're comfortable with your legs long or with your legs standing, you can choose what you prefer. Feel the contact of your head on the floor. The leaning on your head. Is it resting in the middle? When I say middle, what is the middle? Do I mean the middle of the head? If you divided the head lengthwise to the right side and the left side? Or do I mean in the middle, respect to your shoulders, or respect to your pelvis, or respect to your legs? Different reference points. Feel the contact of your shoulders. The shoulder blades and how they're lying respect to the spine. Where is the spine? Is it in the middle between your shoulder blades? Or do you feel that the spine is closer to one shoulder blade, further away from the other? Feel the leaning of your elbows and the hands, the contact of your pelvis. Where do you feel the leaning of the pelvis? Feel the length of your spine from your tailbone through the whole back to the skull. How long does it feel? In your mind's eye, follow the spine. Vertebra by vertebra, from top to bottom, from bottom to top, slowly. And feel which areas are clear, which areas are vague, where you're not sure, if the direction is changing. If it's a continuous line. What parts of your spine are you aware? And which are the places that need more attention? That only by bringing your attention to those places, you become aware. That may be abstractly, you know that it's there. Theoretically, you know the spine is continuous. But in your feeling, then you discover that it's something else. You connect with your own sensation. And feel again the contact of your head on the floor. Now that you've paid attention to the spine, to the shoulders, different places, do you feel the head differently, or do you have a different idea of how the head is and where it is? And just think, without moving, if you rolled your head in which direction would your head start rolling more easily? Don't try. Try to resist. And see, what are the cues? What gives you that feeling? Is it a feeling of weight? Of leaning? Of the position? You can only guess. You don't need to know. And very gently start rolling the head in that direction, but so it matches your memory of what you were thinking. Not matches, but so you can remember how, what you thought, how you thought, and then as you take the head there, see if it gives you that answer. And back to the middle. And then when you roll the head in the opposite direction, how does that feel? How does it feel different? In the leaning points, in the effort or the action that you need to make for it, the very beginning. Very slowly, each time, bring the head back to the middle and then start rolling it to the right or to the left, coming back and then to the other direction, very, very slowly. But slow, so it's not also just for your own comfort. So you can feel that it's rolling. You don't have to go past that stage of rolling into something else. And feel when you're rolling your head from the middle to the right. How do you breathe? Do you exhale or do you inhale? When the head comes back to the middle. And then when you take the head in the opposite direction, do you do the same thing with your breathing? And the idea is not to have a symmetrical action necessarily. The idea is to observe, to notice, to this side, I'm doing like this. To the other side, it might be different. And if it's different, you're there to listen to it. Like you were there to listen to your spine, to follow the spine and see what are the places that are less in your attention. And bring your head back to the middle and feel again how it's resting. How it's resting in the middle of now. And please bend your knees. Bring your feet to stand on the floor. And slowly tilt both legs to the side, just as much as is comfortable, back to the middle, and then to the other side. Have both arms on the floor beside your body. Notice if the pattern of breathing here is similar to what your head was doing. Do you breathe out when the legs tilt to the side? Do you breathe in or do you hold your breath? Is Is there a difference between the sides? And please roll to lie on your right side. Bend your legs comfortably, one on top of the other. Have your right arm long in front of you, with the palm facing the ceiling. And rest your left arm alongside your body. So the hand is resting somewhere on the hip. And if you need anything under your head, make yourself comfortable, but so it doesn't stop the head from being free. And with gentle movements, move your left shoulder backwards and back to where it started. And feel, where is the starting point? Is the left shoulder coming back right vertically above your right shoulder? Or did it start in front of the right shoulder or a little bit behind already, even before you took it backwards? Where is the middle there? Soft, soft. Small movements. You can make it even smaller, so there's no ambition. You can just listen to this shoulder moving backwards. When you're taking your left shoulder backwards, what happens with your breathing? Do you do it when you're breathing out? Or do you do it when you're breathing in? And when you bring it back, now try, when you're taking your left shoulder backwards, to exhale, let the air out. Soft, soft. Not like in an exercise, physical exercise, when people blow the air out forcefully, but just feel how it's linked with the breathing. That when you come back, you breathe in, and you don't even have to think about that. The air will come in by itself. But you just think of letting the left shoulder move backwards and how the air will come out. Gently. How does it feel in the neck between the shoulder, the left shoulder, and the left ear? The left shoulder and the jaw. And now when your shoulder is going backwards, turn also your face with it. So the face will start turning towards the ceiling when the shoulder is moving backwards, and continue breathing out when they're going backwards each time. Very gently. Make sure that if your head is resting on a head support, that it's not falling off the support. Adjust the location. Please let go of this, lie on your back. Have a rest. Feel the contact of the shoulder blades. Is there a difference between the right and the left shoulder blade? Return to lying in the same way, please, on the right side. Fold your legs comfortably. Have the left arm alongside your body, the right arm in front. And again, take the shoulder and the head till the face will come more or less towards the ceiling. The shoulder will continue backwards. Exhale as you do that. And stay there with the face towards the ceiling. And now move your shoulder backwards and take the head back to the right. So the shoulder is going to the left and the head is turning again, the face to the right. And then back to the starting point, very gently. So the face is going in the opposite direction of the shoulder. The shoulder is moving backwards. The face is going forward. Forward towards the right. Very, very softly. Find the range that is comfortable for you. That's always very important. And then once more, take the face and the shoulder backwards, like you did before, and breathe out as you do that, or let the air come out. As if there was a string connecting between the ear and the shoulder, and they're all going in the same direction backwards and back to the middle. Is something a little bit simpler or different? Has something changed now? Please lie on your back again. Feel again the leaning of the shoulder blades on the floor. And if the differences are bigger or clearer, and please roll to lie on your left side. Fold your legs, rest your right arm alongside the right side of your body. The left arm in front, long. Feel the position of the top shoulder with respect to the bottom shoulder on the floor. Where is the head along this alignment from the pelvis to the head and the shoulder? Is it a different shape, a different line than what you had on the other side? Very gently move the right shoulder backwards and back, and each time breathe out when your shoulder is moving backwards. For now, the head can stay quiet and see just how to take the shoulder alone, very gently. Is it possible to keep the head there quietly without a feeling of stretch or discomfort? Doesn't have to go far, but find the direction that is comfortable for it in going backwards and back. Each time, breathe out. For now, keep your hand somewhere on the hip so the hand doesn't have to move off the body. And feel if the whole arm can be soft. And now turn also your face with your shoulder. So the face will start turning towards the ceiling and back to the left side. And feel the leaning on your head. Stay with your face towards the ceiling, wherever you reached comfortably. And from there, take the face back to the left and the shoulder backwards and bring them back to the starting point with the face towards the ceiling. So they come to meet and then they move again in an opposite direction and continue like that. The shoulder can move to the right and the head to the left, and then the head to the right and the shoulder to the left, and the crossing path each time, very softly. Feel when the head is facing the ceiling. Where is that middle point between the shoulder and the head? The shoulder and the face. And then again, take them together as a simpler action. The face with the shoulder backwards. Exhale. Does it feel simpler? What is clearer now for you? And please roll to lie on your back. And feel the changes now. Roll to lie on your left side again. Bring your face, turn it towards the ceiling with your right shoulder backwards. And slowly bring your right palm to your forehead, as if you're checking your temperature. So the fingers will point to the side of your forehead. Feel the connection between the soft palm, the forehead, the head on the floor, the elbow in the air, the shoulder, how to be more comfortable. And gently, with the help of this hand, move your head in tiny movements to the right and to the left. Tiny, tiny movements. So it's moving around that middle. And it's just enough for you to feel where is the middle of what the starting point and how it moves just a little bit to the right and a little bit to the left. But each time it's moving backwards, exhale. Each time the head is rolling to the right, exhale. And let go of this, please. Roll to lie on the right side. Turn your face towards the ceiling as The left shoulder is moving backwards. And feel how to bring your left hand to your forehead in a comfortable way. How do you do that? So there won't be any tension in the arm, in the shoulder, in the ribs. And gently roll your head in tiny light movements from side to side around that middle. Each time the head is going to the left, exhale. And now let go of the head, bring the arm down and see where it can rest. If it can rest on the floor alongside the body on the left side, or if it rests on the side of the body. But keep the orientation of the face towards the ceiling, the same orientation. And now try to bring your right palm to your forehead. And very gently roll your head to the left, as if you were pushing it ever so gently to the left and back. Very gentle movements. Each time you push your head gently to the left, breathe out to help this movement. Now bring again also the left hand to your forehead, hand on hand, palm on top of the other back of your hand. And like that, roll your head to the left each time with both hands, exhaling each time. Very softly. Feel that balance. As if it was like a seesaw or a swing, and the head is rolling gently with the weight of the elbows. And then make very light, quick, and small movements to the left. And each time exhale, short, light exhalations. Fast, fast, and light. Tiny, tiny. Very gently, don't push hard. And let go of this, please. Lie on your back. How does it feel to lie on the floor, on your back? Do you feel something different in the chest? Please lie on your left side. Move your right shoulder backwards till the face will turn towards the ceiling. And if it's comfortable, you can rest the right arm on the floor beside the body. But do what feels, what agrees with you. if it's too much of a pull, don't do it. And bring the left hand, the left palm to your forehead. And softly roll your head to the right, as if you're gently pushing it. Each time, exhale, soft, soft. So the head starts more or less towards the ceiling, the face to the ceiling. And from there, backwards and back to the ceiling, very gently. What is helping the movement more? Is the elbow following the head, or is the head moving by the movement of the left elbow? Bring also your right hand to your forehead, having both hands on the head, and roll your head each time to the right, and exhale, tiny, tiny. And then quick, do 10 short and quick movements like that. Each time, exhale. Doesn't matter how big, do it as small as you can. And once you've done the 10 movements, you can let go and rest on your back again. Please lie on your right side. Bring your left shoulder backwards, and the face will turn towards the ceiling. How does it feel? How is the shoulder moving now? Is it easier? Is it different than the beginning? Now, please interlace both hands and bring your hands behind your head. Feel the height of the elbows. If the left elbow, usually it's higher than the other, how to make it so they'll be more comfortable, and that the head could stay still looking more or less to the ceiling. And very gently start lifting the elbows and the head. And as you do that, breathe out very softly. It's enough to do just the beginning of the movement. But feel how you let the air out of the chest. Each time you're starting to lift. And feel, even if it's a tiny little movement, where is the middle? Can you lift the head more in the middle and not turning it more to the right? Where do you need to let go of air, of pressure inside the chest or the abdomen or between the ribs? That if there it was softer, in your imagination, it would be easier. Or maybe you feel it in the waist. Do you feel your pelvis or the hip is doing something? And then stay with the head lifted as much as for you is comfortable, and make quick light movements of exhalations, as if you wanted to lift the head, tiny, tiny movements, exhaling each time. With no force at all. Let go of that And please rest on your back. And roll to lie on the other side. Turn your face to the ceiling. Interlace your hands in a non-habitual way. Bring your hands behind your head. And wait for the air to leave the lungs so you can lift your head and elbows together. Very gently. Can you feel the sliding of the shoulder blades and the ribs? Keep the head lifted and keep lifting it in tiny little movements each time, breathe out. But very softly, each time, as if there was just the residue of the air that you're just expelling out, 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 out. From every little place that has a tension in it. And bring the head back to the middle. Rest on your back. Please bend your knees, put your feet standing. Put your right palm on your forehead like before, with the fingers to the left. And roll your head to the left. And to the right. Feel how the head is rolling. The movement of the elbow in space. And then continue rolling your head to the left, and let also your knees tilt to the left. Till you'll come to lie on the left side with one leg on top of the other. And then roll your head backwards and back to the left very gently, keeping the legs for now on the floor to the left. And feel how the head is rolling. If the legs can stay quiet. And then next time, roll your head again backwards to the right and let also the legs come back to the middle. Change between your hands. Put your left palm on your forehead. Roll your head gently from side to side, keeping the legs in the middle. To which side do you imagine yourself rolling? Where will it be easier? To let the head roll and then also let the legs tilt to that side and go in that direction, explore which direction the head wants to roll and you want to tilt the legs to come to lie on the side. You can try also with the other hand. If you're lying on the right side, you can try and put the right hand on your forehead and roll your head to the left and let the knees come to stand and then roll to lie on the left side. Play with it. And then please come back to the middle. Just lengthen your legs, please. Lengthen your arms beside your body. Feel the length of your spine. The image of your spine now. The continuation of the spine. The head, how do you feel the head resting on the floor? How do you feel the breathing? Which areas do you feel are breathing more easily? Slowly, please roll through one side and find how you want to roll there and come to stand. Feel the way you're standing. Feel your height. The height of your head, the contact of the feet on the floor. What comes to your attention? Please walk.